AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Think spring. Schertz Root Beer Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Schertz Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. The Coldwater ball to start the second half, trailing by 16, 26-10 over the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. What were you looking for in the second half?
I'm just going to say I'm looking forward to a cold root beer at Schertz when it warms up.
At this point, we have to say if it warms up. Coldwater ball after the Bearcats knocked it away. Ryan Mock is going to go up the line and shoot two as he is fouled by Muhammad Al-Ghami. He picks up his second foul, team first of the second half.
See if Ryan can knock down a couple here.
Yep.
So far, so good. He banks the first one in. Ryan Mock, the best free throw shooter on the team, right around 76%. He drains both of them. Cardinals draw first blood here in the second half, 26-12. They trail by 14. Looks like the starters are back out on the floor for Battle Creek Central, including Joe Bowser. He has the ball on the left wing. He picked up a couple of fouls, and he was pretty much sidelined for the remainder of the second quarter. Good, smart move, considering that how deep that Battle Creek Central bench is. Muhammad Al-Maghami with a turnaround shot and a score off a great pass, 28-12. Bearcats are pressing. Maurer is trapped deep, gets it to Ryan Hadley. Five on the floor right now for Coldwater. It's Case, Taggart, Mock, Hadley, and Maurer. Pass intercepted by Muhammad Al-Ghami. Nice give to Joe Bowser. Layup rattles in. 9 points for Joe Bowser, and the Bearcats lead 30-12. Just like that, an 18-point lead. Bad pass. Fortunately, it was off of Maurer's fingertips and then off of Al-Ghami, who was to his immediate left. Out of bounds, back to Coldwater. Michael Trigger in front of the Coldwater bench, right in front of Shep. Assistant coach Kevin Shepard. Hadley on the right wing to Mock, back to Hadley. Trying to dribble, penetrate, finding Case inside. Blows by the much taller players. Get it back out to Hadley. Ball poked away by Bowser. Out of bounds, back to Coldwater. 6:29 left to play. Third quarter, 30-12. 18-point lead for the boys in maize and blue. Mock assessing the situation, finds Hadley. Strong bounce pass. Good job by Case rescuing that and then finishing that up.
Scout Case, a little reverse layup there.
Not like he was expecting to get that ball off a strong bounce pass, but he made a nice recovery. 30-14, 16-point Bearcat lead. Here's Phil Robinson on the right wing. Case is guarding him. Looks like the Cardinals have gone man-to-man. Three-pointer by Al-Ghami, a short rebound by Taggart. Two-timed in the backcourt, bounce pass to Hadley. Shoots from the right elbow, line drives it short. He gets his own rebound in traffic, loses it to Mafion Joyner. Grant Maurer puts a shoulder in Muhammad Al-Ghami as Al-Ghami tried to finish the fast break. Maurer picks up his third foul, team first of the second half. So I want to correct myself. Four-fifths of the starting lineup for Battle Creek Central out here to start the second half as Al-Ghami misses the first of two from the free throw line. It's Robinson, Bowser, Templeton, Al-Ghami, and Joyner, the five on the floor right now.
Al-Ghami, a 60% free throw shooter.
Splits the pair 31-14. 17-point lead. The Bearcats are pressing. Mock's pass stolen and fed to Mafion Joyner, who was at the right place at the right time to finish. Traveling violation as Grant Maurer caught the ball. His feet were still moving as he caught the ball. He was double-teamed from behind. Al-Ghami inbounds the ball to Robinson. Swing the ball around. Al-Ghami The Mafion Joyner one-handed push shot rolls off the hoop. Hadley with a rebound for Coldwater.
Good job by Ryan there on the box out.
Here's Mott cut off by a double team on the right wing. Cross court to Case. Feeds Maurer inside. He's triple team. And he gives the ball up to Joyner. Joyner ahead to Bowser, and he gets the layup.
Joe getting out there on Joe Bowser getting out there on that fast break.
Whoa! Almost as if Albagami played soccer the way the ball went off of his shin and into the Bearcat cheerleaders opposite end of the floor. Kick ball, Coldwater's going to get it, but man, I don't remember Albagami on the Bearcat soccer team this fall. Taggart's pass intercepted by Albagami. Here he comes coast-to-coast trying to feed Robinson. Couldn't handle the behind-the-back no-look pass picked up by Mock to Maurer. 4:35 left to play in the third quarter. 35-14. Three-pointer in and out for Ryan Mock. It was halfway down, and it came right back out to Muhammad Albagami. 21-point lead for the Bearcats. Curtis Trigg catches the pass underneath the bucket, turns around, shoots over Taggart, misses. Logan Taggart with a rebound. Whistle.
I think Trigg's going to pick up that foul there. A little reach in.
His first, team second of the half. We see Luke Beck Hughes and Nate Waterbury coming into the Coldwater lineup. Not quite sure what that was all about, but we're ready to go. The inbound Coldwater, Grant Maurer to Beck Hughes, and now Taggart just inside the top of the key. Get it to Maurer on the left corner. 4:05 left to play in the first quarter. Cardinals trail by 21. Taggart setting a screen for Waterbury. Bounce pass. Maurer, three-pointer. It's short, and it ricocheted off of Mock's thigh. Out of bounds back to Battle Creek Central. David Templeton coming in. Javante Dunbar coming in. I'll check that. Elijah Jackson now back in for Battle Creek Central. Templeton was out there this whole time. The Bearcats make their substitutions as quickly as they run the offense. NBA range triple for Mafion Joyner. Off the back of the rim, the Bearcats get it back. Not for long. Templeton had the ball poked away by Waterbury. And the Bearcats knock it away from Nate. Coldwater gets it. 3:39 left to play in the third quarter. 35-14. Coldwater trails by 21. Here comes Waterbury. Double team on top as the Bearcats have stayed in the 2-3 zone. Here's Beck Hughes and dribble drive to the baseline. The shot rolls off the hoop. The ball comes to Logan Taggart. Tried to get it to Waterbury. Taken away by Joe Bowser. Nice pass. And Mafion Joyner finishes on a fast break. 37-14, 23-point lead. Nate Waterbury's in a whole heap of trouble in the backcourt. He's two-time. He needs help. He needs a lot of help. He throws the ball to Bowser. Javante Dunbar trying to finish on that fast break. He's fouled. Grant Maurer just picked up his fourth foul, team second. So Brian Kelly is forced to look to his bench, look at Michael Magos, tell him, you're in. First of two from Dunbar is good.
Dunbar, just a 50% free throw shooter.
Going to see Wendell White check in for Battle Creek Central. Dontell Hardy in for the Bearcats. Looks like Greg Williams is bringing in what's essentially his second unit, with the exception of David Templeton, who's still out there for the boys in maize and blue.
He'll go deep into that bench here in this fourth quarter.
Second one of two from Dunbar is missed. Mock with a rebound. 38-14. 24-point Bearcat lead. 2:53 left to play in the quarter. Magos catches from Beck Hewson. Luke Beck Hewson gets it back inside. Logan Taggart immediately sandwiched. And he draws a foul.
Good pass in there by Luke.
Wendell White picking up his second foul, team third. Beck using the trigger underneath the bucket, 2:46 left in the quarter.
Get it in.
Finds Logan Taggart, launches a triple. It bounces off the hoop. Ball somehow came to Michael Magos. Templeton went over his back, no call. Beck using for three from the right wing. It's short, rebounded by Waterbury. Couple of head fakes, double team comes out on him. Now back between the circles, Magos back to Waterbury, dribble driving along the left baseline. He is fouled by Wendell White, who picks up his third. Ahmed McKinney will check in for the Bearcats. White's shift on the floor, a short-lived one. 14 fouls up on the board for the Bearcats with White's third. Cold water ball. The inbound comes to Ryan Mock. Turns around, shoots over the double team, misses. Ball hauled in by Jackson. Jackson ahead to Dunbar. Dunbar, Templeton, 12-footer from the right side, in and out. Beck Houston had the ball taken away by Templeton. Now Dunbar swing the ball around to the left wing. A little traveling music, Sammy. Montel Hardy shuffled the feet as he tried to take it. Timeout, Coldwater. Full timeout, 2:06 left to play in the third quarter. They trail Battle Creek Central 38-14. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
2:06 left to play in the third quarter, 38-14. Battle Creek Central leading Coldwater. Ryan Mock inbounds to Luke Beckhusen. Bearcats peeling back on the press a little bit, but they're still playing tough half-court defense that forces Luke Beckhusen to kick the ball off of him and out of bounds. Here come the Bearcats. Token pressure in the backcourt coming from Coldwater. Dunbar across the timeline to Jackson. Now the ball comes around to the right corner to McKinney. Cross court. Nice ball movement here by the Bearcats. One bounce to Dunbar. Now to the right wing. Now Templeton left wing to Elijah Jackson. Trying to feed Templeton inside. It's ripped away by Mock. Here's Beck Husen on the right wing, double-teamed. Waterbury bounce past Magos, launches a triple with Dunbar in his face and drains it.
Michael with his second triple of the night.
Michael Magos, for all intents and purposes, is the Coldwater on offense on a night where they have been shooting cold as a team all night long. 21-point lead now, 38-17 Bearcats. 1 minute left to play in the half. Again, the ball movement by the Bearcats comes into McKinney, back out to Dontell Hardy, launches a long jump shot, tap in, no good for Trigg.
Good box out there by Taggart.
Here comes Luke Beckhusen past the timeline with Hardy guarding him. Looking for Magos, ball intercepted by the Bearcats, taken right back at midcourt by Waterbury. Mock feeding Taggart, other end of the floor. Templeton almost runs him over on the right blocks. For Templeton, it's his second foul. It'll be the fifth team foul against the Bearcats. Elijah Jackson to the bench, and Joseph Watson into the game for the first time, a six-foot senior. Coldwater ball. Logan Taggart picking up his second foul. Did you see where that came from?
Yeah, he pushed the guy out of bounds. To get good position and one of those things.
Just that I wasn't looking at that particular part of the floor.
DeMeester and Morgan Sims into the ball game for the first time tonight.
Sims, a 6-foot junior, as is Zach DeMeester. Other end of the floor, a strong take and a finish by Ahmed McKinney. 40-17, Bearcats, 17 seconds left to play in the half. Waterbury setting a screen up high for Beckhusen. With Hardy trailing him, ball comes back out to Nate. 8 seconds left in the quarter, ball poked away by Dunbar at midcourt. Waterbury gets it back, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Waterbury draws a foul.
Foul on Dontell Hardy. Cardinals going to get the ball out of bounds on a baseline.
The clock stopped with exactly 4 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Waterbury is looking. The inbound comes to Magos. Immediately two-time. He needs help. Trying to feed to Meester. Templeton takes it away at the buzzer. 40-17. Battle Creek Central leading Coldwater. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you know that for over 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been providing the residents of Branch County and the surrounding area with quality fuels and lubricants? This is Glenn. Since the 1930s, Warner Oil has supplied customers with home heating oil, farm diesel fuel, and engine oils and grease. We want to thank our customers for making us the number one fuel oil distributor in Branch County. Your support allowed us to deliver over 5 million gallons of gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants last year. With our commitment to customer service, you can be confident that you will always get prompt and courteous service when you need it the most. Our facilities and our equipment provide assurance that your fuel and lubricants will be clean and secure without any contamination. Stop by Warner Oil today at 400 Ray Street in Coldwater, or you can visit us at Roost Oil on M49 in Reading. Both offices are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Battle Creek Central ball to start the fourth quarter. They lead by 23, 40-17. As the rotating cast of Bearcats continues to make an impact. A feed inside, David Templeton, too far underneath the bucket, got his own second chance, no good. He was tapped, but he gets a third chance to go in. On the reverse leaner, 25-point lead now for the Bearcats, 42-17. Sims kicked the ball out to Beckhusen. The Bearcat defense, no matter who is out there on the floor, relentless.
They are. They're just all over you all night long. Play great defense together.
And that defense induces a traveling violation up top by DeMeester. DeMonte Thomas and Malik Thompson in for the first time. Thomas is a 6'5 junior, and Thompson is a 6'2 junior. Coldwater is going to send in scout Case, Ryan Hadley, Grant Maurer, and Ryan Mock. Seniors out on the floor with a lone junior left being Michael Magos. Now bear in mind, Grant Maurer with 4 fouls, so he can't be as aggressive as I think he wants to be defensively.
Well, at this point, it really doesn't matter, does it?
The Bearcats,
you just want to be aggressive all the time.
The Bearcats have led wire to wire. They now enjoy their biggest lead of the night, currently 25, 42-17. Here's a cross-court pass to Thompson. Now it still comes back out to the right side of the perimeter. Dunbar between the circles to Thompson.
Amazes me how they're so patient out there. They do a nice job handling the basketball.
That's a testament to Greg Williams and his coaching staff.
Yes, that is.
Three-pointer on the right wing is good for Dontell Hardy. And the Coldwater Athletic Director shakes her head as she walks past us. 45-17, 28-point lead now for the Cardinals. 26 as Ryan Hadley finishes strong. after that exchange of buckets, 45-19, Battle Creek Central, 6:06 left to play. Dunbar, cross court, Hardy launches another triple and drains another triple.
From exactly the same place.
29-point lead for the Bearcats, 48-19. Hadley trying to answer from the right elbow, in and out. Here come the Bearcats. Dunbar getting the ball quickly across the timeline. Now the Bearcats trying to milk some more time off the clock. Three-pointer from the left wing from NBA range, in and out from Malik Thompson. As Brian Kelly was shouting out instructions defensively to Michael Magos, the Cardinals have the ball on offense, trailing by 29. Hadley to Maurer on his streak. Count the bucket and one. DeMonte Thomas picking up his first foul. Team seventh for what it's worth. Coldwater is going to be in the bonus the remainder of the night. 27-point lead currently for Battle Creek Central over Coldwater. Now 26 as Maurer finishes the three-point play. 48-22. Scout Case got leveled. No call. Or maybe he tripped himself up.
I think he just tripped, Sean.
That bought a great big ooh from the Bearcat fans. So did that three-pointer that banks off the glass and finds nothing but net up top for Javonte Dunbar. Again, the Bearcats lead by 29-27. Count the bucket and one down the middle for Hadley. The seniors on the floor for Coldwater trying to make a strong impression on their penultimate game on this court. Hadley to try and finish the three-point play. He can't. He bricked it short. Flying in for the rebound is Joseph Watson. Dunbar to the right wing. Now it's going to come back up top to DeMonte Thomas. Watson on the right corner. That's Joseph Watson. Trying to feed Thomas inside. It was knocked away by Coldwater. The Bearcats get it back with 4:32 left to play in the half. 51-24, 27-point lead. Well, how about that? Dontell Hardy finally misses a three-pointer from the right wing. Here come the Cardinals. Ryan Hadley, left wing. Magos open from the left corner. He leaves it short. Maurer's there with a rebound, trying to put it up strong. He draws a foul. About 2 minutes on the floor for DeMonte Thomas, and he picks up three very quick fouls. Nine fouls up on the board now for Battle Creek Central. Shooting foul, Maurer, first of two, good.
Good job by Grant there, knocking some free throws down.
Hardy out and Wendell White in. Meanwhile, Blaze Watson coming in for Coldwater. Magos to the bench. The Maurer on the season from the free throw line, 58.1%. He is now 4 out of 5 on the night. Cutting the lead down to 25 for Battle Creek Central, 51-26. Pass inside. Off of the Bearcats. It happened so quick, I barely had enough time to comprehend what happened. Just like Team USA in the men's hockey semifinals today in the Olympics. 1-0, they bow to Canada, so the Americans will play Finland in the bronze medal game tomorrow. Canada versus Sweden for gold. Traveling violation by Wendell White. Other end of the floor. Phil Robinson is going to come back in. One of the regulars trying to settle things down a little bit for Battle Creek Central.
Coach Williams not real happy with Dunbar. I'm not sure why, but I think Dunbar was getting a little fancy out there for Coach Williams.
Watson, Blaze Watson moving off the screen. The ball comes right wing to Hadley to the free throw line. Mock the give to Blaze Watson. Leaves it short. It was blocked. mugging underneath, a rebound by Devontae Thomas. Malik Thompson now to Phil Robinson. Swing the ball around to the left corner to Joseph Watson for Battle Creek Central. Robinson back to Wendell White. Bounce pass. Watson cut off by a double team. The other Watson, part of that double team, three-pointer from the right wing. Doesn't go in for Malik Thompson. Whistle.
Malik Thompson going to pick up the foul.
And the foul against him will be his first, team 10th. For what it's worth, it'll be double bonus time the rest of the night for the Coldwater Cardinals. Ryan Hadley back to the free throw line. He has been shooting only 42.4% coming in. Morgan Sims getting ready to check in for Coldwater. First of two from Hadley is down, is up, is good. His first make on the night. In comes Sims. Grant Maurer coming to the bench. Big hug from Coach Brian Kelly. Zach Meester coming in. Ryan Mock to the bench with 3:08 left to play. One by one, the seniors for Coldwater are going to be coming out. Jordan Butler's being waved in, and he'll be allowed to check in for Scout Case. Only one senior left on the floor right now, and that is Ryan Hadley, who has a free throw to finish shooting. Logan Taggart will come in for him, provided Hadley makes the back end of this trip to the line. 51-27 Bearcats. A miss, so Hadley will have to take his curtain call a little bit later. Here come the Bearcats, 51-27. They lead by 24 with 3 minutes left. Shooting over Jordan Butler and scoring is Demonte Thomas for his first bucket of the game. 53-27, Bearcats are going to improve to 13-0 in the SMAC East and 17-2 overall. They have one game left on their regular season schedule against Gull Lake. How about that take and the score by Morgan Sims from the left blocks plus one?
Good strong take to the basket for Morgan there.
Demonte Thomas for Battle Creek Central just picked up his fourth foul. Finally, Ryan Hadley will come and get his curtain call. It's all juniors out there on the floor right now for Coldwater. Sims finishes on the three-point play for Battle Creek Central. Ahmed McKinney will come in. Watson will come to the bench. Demonte Thomas still out there on the floor for the Bearcats with his four fouls. All picked up here in the fourth quarter. Bearcats are going to get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what the final score is going to be. Adding to that is Wendell White with his first triple of the game. The lead is back up to 26, 56-30. Coldwater at the end of the night will drop to 1-12 in the SMAC East, 4-14 overall. They host Loy Norix on Tuesday. 13-foot jumper by Blaze Watson in and out. Here come the Bearcats. No look pass. Wendell White whizzes past Malik Thompson. Bearcats get the ball back. Dontell Hardy will come in.
Phil Robinson will sit down to...
Michael Magos will check in for Coldwater. Logan Taggart to the bench. So he will receive the inbound, Magos will, from Morgan Sims in the backcourt. Dribble drive cut off on the left wing to Meester. At the top of the key, slings the ball to Magos. Minute 47 left. Magos to the top of the key, bounce pass to Sims. Awkward leaner goes in from the left elbow for Morgan Sims. Manages to finish 56-32. Other end of the floor, turnaround shot and a score by Demonte Thomas. He was left unguarded from five. 26-point lead. Watson for three up top. Went wide left. Here come the Bearcats. Alley-oop pass. looking to connect with DeMonte Thomas. He's fouled underneath. Now, what were the Cardinal crazies chanting over to our left?
Morgan Sims, Morgan Sims.
It's almost as if they're lobbying for him to be our choice for player of the game at the end of the night for McDonald's of Branch County. You never know. DeMonte Thomas at the free throw line. Swish on the first one. Wendell White to the bench. With a minute 15 left, 59-32 Bearcats. Still 59-32 Bearcats, but the rebound taken away by Watson. Three-pointer, knocked down, caught the bucket for Malik Thompson, plus one. He's going to go up to complete the ultra-rare four-point play. Really dumb foul there by Blaze. Picks up his second, team fifth. Isn't that one of the first rules? Never foul the three-point shooter?
Yeah. One of those things, you know, it happens.
Malik Thompson misses on the four-point play. 62-32, the Bearcats with a 30-point lead and 1 minute left to play. Blaze Watson, offensive foul. He just picked up his third as he leveled DeMonte Thomas. His feet were set. Otherwise, Thomas would have fouled out of the game. Six fouls up on the board for Coldwater. They trail by 30, 62-32. Now it's just a matter of playing out the string. Uh-oh. Hardy for three off the left wing at short. Loose ball is going to be collected by DeMeester. Michael Magos past the timeline. 37 seconds left. Bearcats will get the W to stay perfect on the season in the Smack East. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score will wind up being. Joseph Watson picking up the foul, his first. Magos to the charity stripe, where he has been shooting just a tick under 53% on the season. First one good. 7 points on the night for Magos. The lead down to 29. 28 makes both of them. Hardy gets the ball back from Malik Thompson. Watson being guarded tough by DeMeester. Gets the ball back on the right corner. Breaks away from the defender. 17-footer, short collision underneath. And here come the Cardinals with 13 seconds left. Sims to DeMeester. Cut off on the left wing. He needs a lot of help. Watson bodying up on him tough. NBA range three by Sims is short. Ball's going to go out of bounds. The Bearcats will get it with 1.9 seconds left. Just an inbound, a couple of bounces, and that'll do it. Not even the bounces. Dunbar just holds the ball on his hip. The buzzer sounds. The game is over. Final score, 62-34. Bearcats on top of Coldwater. Battle Creek Central improves to 13-0 in the Smack East, 17-2 overall. Coldwater drops to 1-12 in the division, 4-14 overall. 62-34, the final score. Post-game report coming up after this. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Thank you. Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problems before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 40 years.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
Get fresh food fast. Every Friday night at the Willows Bar and Grill in Coldwater, enjoy their generous three-piece fish basket with fries and homemade coleslaw for just $7.79. Or for just $2 more, get all you can eat of their famous Alaskan pollock, lightly breaded and cooked to perfection. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater. And check out their new look.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, girls basketball final, Menden beat Bronson 59-34 earlier tonight. Boys basketball final, Gull Lake beat Marshall 76-30. The Bearcats are Gull Lake's next opponent. That closes out the Bearcats' regular season. Battle Creek Central improving to 13-0 in boys basketball, 17-2 overall. A perfect league mark at 13-0 as they manhandled Coldwater tonight, 62-34.
Yeah, it was a team that came out, and there's a reason they're the smack. East champions, there's no doubt about it. Very talented team, very deep on the bench, and Coach Williams played a lot of guys tonight, and just a little bit much for the Cardinals to handle. There's no doubt about that.
Well, let's go over the scoring summary for the victorious Battle Creek Central Bearcats. I guess you're reconciling your score sheet with what the Cardinal statisticians had. Emma and Keegan Dwyer on the lap time tonight, doing their usual stellar job. The Bearcats were led by Javante Dunbar with 7 points, Dontell Hardy with 8, Wendell White with 3, Mafion Joyner with 8, Joe Bowser wound up leading the way for the Maize and Blue with 11, David Templeton 5, Muhammad Albagami with 6, Malik Thompson with 3, Curtis Trigg 7, and Ahmed McKinney with 4. Again, showing the very deep bench that the Bearcats had tonight. 62 points for them once you add all that up. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, they finished the game 1-12 in the East Division and 4 and 14 overall. Scout Case with two. Michael Magos wound up leading the way tonight with eight. Grant Maurer, six. Ryan Hadley, five. Blaze Watson, two. Morgan Sims with five. Ryan Mock with four. Logan Taggart with two. Nate Waterbury, for the first time on the varsity, shut out.
Yeah, just never had any good looks. Never got to the basket against this athletic team that just puts tremendous pressure on you everywhere on the court.
34 points for Coldwater once you get all that added up. By the quarters, the Bearcats won every frame. 15-2 in the first, 11-8 in the second, 14-7 in the third, and 22-17 in the fourth. Final shooting percentages, the Cardinals finished the game 11 out of 42 shooting, 26.2%. 4 of 21 in the first half, 19%, improving to 7 out of 21 in the second half, 33.3%. On the three-point line, just 2 of 16 for the game, 12.5%, 1 of 8 in each of the two halves. From the free throw line, they finished the game 10 out of 14, 71.4%, 1 of 3 in the first half, 9 of 11 in the second half. Meanwhile, for Battle Creek Central, they finished the game shooting 45.3%. They were 10 of 26 in the first half, 38.5%. That improved to almost 52% in the second half, 14 out of 27. That pans out, 24 out of 53. From the three-point line, 8 out of 21, 3 of 11 in the first half, 5 of 10 in the second half. From the free throw line, 6 out of 14, 42.9%. Our post-game conversation tonight with Coldwater head boys basketball coach Brian Kelly, brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they are a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Brian Kelly now joining us on the post-game show. Let's get your quick take on tonight's game. That's a pretty darn good Battle Creek Central team. They may have gotten better from the January meeting to now.
Yeah, I kind of understood how Matt Painter from the head coach at Purdue felt the other night when I watched Michigan State make 17 three-pointers. I kind of felt that same way tonight. You know, you got to just tip your hat. To be honest with you, I thought we played pretty good defense. You know, we held a team that's scoring 80, 90 points in certain games to, you know, they got some cheesy baskets there at the end, you know, runouts. You know, I mean, you hold that team to 60 points, and the way they shot the ball, I thought our defense was pretty darn good tonight. And if we could play that kind of defense, you know, going forward in the next few games here and finish out the season, well, Tuesday and then into the districts, I like our chances. But, you know, you just got to tip your hat. I mean, they threw it in from deep range and often.
The energy was tremendous tonight, I thought, throughout the game. You can, you know, and that's all you can do as a coach, especially when you play teams like that with that much talent and depth.
Oh, I agree with you, Quinn, 100%. Like you said, I was very proud. I had nothing to – actually, even, you know, halftime, I had nothing to complain to the kids. You know, the difference that I told them at halftime was that we just missed some shots, and those same shots they were making. You know, but that was the difference in the ball game at halftime, and I thought it was the difference that carried over, and they even shot better in the second half. You know, and but again, I agree with you 100%. I thought the effort was there all night long. I thought every kid that was on the team played hard. Stempian was a little lackadaisical, but
yeah, but that's understandable. Yeah. He had been on the shelf for how long?
Yeah, well, he's been on it for about 3 weeks.
Well, it's good just to see him out there moving around a little bit, and we'll see what happens from here with Luke.
Yeah, tonight I had already talked to him prior to and just told him I'd like to see him start with his fellow, the four other seniors we had, and I thought that would be a neat thing for him, and he wanted to do it. But I had already told him that, you know, you weren't going to play much. I was getting you out as soon as, and Greg Williams is a great guy over at Battle Creek Central. You know, and we had talked before the game, and him and I talked to the officials, and whether it was a turnover or even a scored basket, they were going to kill the clock right away so that I could get Luke out of the game. Because we didn't want to, you know, anything freaky happen where he steps on a foot or something like that. Our goal is to have him next week start picking up the pace a little bit more and more so that he's ready to go that Monday of districts is our goal.
Well, that'll be kind of a ace in the hole, hopefully, for your Cardinals, as he'll give you a real influx of hopefully some more offense, and you know what a good rebounder he is and ball handler.
Absolutely. I mean, he just gives us, and you know, the way the other kids are stepping up, Michael, you know, Luke, Nathan, you know, at the guard position, trying to give Grant some help there. Yeah, Luke's just an added bonus to get back before that first district game.
Well, coming up next Tuesday, closing out the regular season back here against Lloyd Norris, a team that literally you saw just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and you'll see a similar style. I mean, they'll be quick, but this is nothing against Lloyd Norris, but it's more of a compliment to Battle Creek Central. Norris is just not as talented and as deep, I think, as Battle Creek Central. So, you know, we'll give it our best shot again. We'll come out, and like I told the kids, if we play like we did tonight, going forward from, you know, Tuesday on, I'll take those games and I'll take our chances in those with that effort. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Because tonight the basket had a little bit of a lid on it for us, but, you know, it can't be like that every game.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals. We'll see you back here on Tuesday night for the season finale.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Kelly joining us on our post-game show. The Coldwater Cardinal boys fall to arguably one of the best teams in Southwest Michigan going right now, the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, 62-34, again showing why they just finally cracked the AP boys basketball poll, getting honorable mention this week.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Very talented, very deep team. Those are the kind of teams that will sneak up, you know, hopefully maybe win a district and maybe advance through a regional. You just never know. You know, that's the kind of teams that that you want. Ones that are deep, that can play that grueling schedule of districts and regionals and quarterfinals. And so they have enough talent to do that. I think Greg Williams is, you know, he's an outstanding coach. We all know that. So I would not be surprised unless they just run into somebody that just shoots the lights out some night. But very talented team and a very well-coached team.
Let's quickly go over some of the other stats in tonight's game. Coldwater had the edge on the boards tonight, 39-31, a testament to the hard work that they are showing all night long. Logan Taggart led the way with 9 rebounds to go along with his 2 points. Leading rebounders, a bunch of Bearcats with 3 apiece, Robinson, Hardy, Joyner, Albagami, McKinney. You know, the usual bunch. Turnovers, 22 for Coldwater and 9 for Battle Creek Central. Bearcats made the Cardinals pay 25-7 points off of those turnovers. Second chance points favor the Bearcats 9-7. Bench points, 33 for the Bearcats, 17 for the Cardinals. Again, testament to the extra deep bench that Greg Williams has with him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's probably got 5 or 6 kids that would start on any other team in the SMAC. He could, you know, and you know what, Sean? That's what makes you a good team, because when you practice, those kids want to play, and they're out there pushing everybody. So, you know, that's what makes a good program. That's why you continually win, because you have practices that are like games, because that's how tough it is.
It was a split of the 2 games tonight. The Coldwater Cardinal girls finished out their season at 9-11 overall, 4-10 in the SMAC East, thanks to holding off a late Battle Creek Central charge, 66-59, the final score. Kenzie Galloway, unofficially, I had her with 31 points. You had her with 32. We'll just say 31 and call it good, unless we get proven otherwise.
Yeah, I think it was 31. I think I was wrong.
Okay, so, you're not just saying that to butter me up, are you?
No, Sean, I wouldn't do that.
Megan Scorfar also had a solid 12-point performance. Carly Smoker, 6. Andrea Soles, Kendall Galloway with 2. Haley Ranke with 2. Morgan Howard with 2. Michaela Gillette with 3. And once again, Jordan Shirey, although not cleared to play, excellent job by both Coach Ken Smoker and his counterpart for Battle Creek Central, Dick Domanian, to allow Jordan Shirey to get into the game, make the first bucket of the game for Coldwater, and come right out to the ovation that she most definitely deserves. Although it would have been very embarrassing if Jordan had wound up missing it.
Yeah, she wasn't going to miss that. No, just a great great night, though, and for the girls. And I'll tell you what, as Coach Kelly said, our boys did not play bad basketball tonight. We just ran up against a team that, you know, you got to tip their hats sometimes. They are just a very, very talented.
Quickly back to the girls' basketball game, the 31 points that Kenzie Galloway scored tonight. Not only equals a season high for her, but also equals the school record for a single game scoring that she set up in Battle Creek Central on January 17th, the game that the Bearcats beat the Cardinals 67-65. Here tonight, the Coldwater girls came out on top 66-59. We'll go ahead and take this break, including a word from McDonald's in Branch County, and come back with our McDonald's player of the game. You're listening to Cardinal Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2013 Dodge Dart Limited with heated seats, remote start, and power sunroof? Just $21,200. You save over $3,200. Or step up to real style with a 2013 Chrysler 300C John Vervados with V6, navigation system, dual power seats, and heated first and second row seats, now just $37,467. You save over $7,800 just at tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Bobilia. You can also trust Bobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory trained techs, Bobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Dode's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Dode's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back one last time from Coldwater High School. As the wrestling mats have been pulled out, the Legg Middle School Wrestling Invitational will be here at the Coldwater High School new gym coming up tomorrow as the middle school wrestling season winds down. Time to name our McDonald's player of the game. And on a night like tonight, kind of hard to single out outstanding performances. A really good performance tonight, I think, was given by Michael Magos off the bench.
Oh, yeah. Michael came out 2 for 3 from three-point line or above the arc. He shot 2 for 2 from the free throw line. You know, did a nice job handling the ball when he was in there. And, you know, again, like Coach Kelly said, I didn't think any of the young men played bad tonight. We just couldn't get the ball to go in. Michael was one of the few that did get the ball to go in a couple of times, and we'll make Michael our McDonald's player of the game.
Sounds good. So once again, congratulations to Michael Magos, leading the way for Coldwater tonight with 8 points. Also had a rebound and an assist. Here's our McDonald's player of the game tonight as the Coldwater Cardinal boys fall to the two-time SMAC East champion Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Final score 62-34. As we check out the WTVB scoreboard one last time, a couple of boys basketball finals. Mendon beat Bronson earlier tonight, 64-39. It was a sweep by the Hornets over the Vikings as the Mendon girls defeated Bronson earlier tonight. Another final score, Big 8 boys basketball. Jonesville beat Union City 57-53 in the SCAA. Tekontcha was a winner against Jackson Christian. Final score was 61-51. The final score of that girls game between Mendon and Bronson, the Hornets 59 and the Vikings 34. And last but not least, we don't have a score on the Homer-Quincy game. We just are to the understanding that Homer wound up winning the game by 21 points over Quincy.
Yeah, Homer, a real solid basketball team this year. I did think Quincy, I thought that game might be a little closer. I think you said it's around 20-point difference, but Homer, a real tough bunch of kids over there right now. They got some real athletes going through there, and as we saw in football, again in basketball, and probably this spring in baseball, they'll be tough, so.
Of course, Coldwater and Homer are set to face each other in a single night game coming up this baseball season.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Under the new lights, hopefully the snow will be gone by first part of May.
Well, one would hope. let's see. Coming up this weekend here on WTVB as we continue to think spring, although the weather outside might suggest otherwise, Speed Weeks at Daytona International Speedway wraps up with the Great American Race. It's the Daytona 500. Austin Dillon sitting on the pole for the opening race of the NASCAR Sprint Cup season from Daytona International Speedway. Coverage on the Motor Racing Network getting underway at 12 noon on Sunday afternoon. Coming up next Tuesday, we close out Coldwater's boys basketball season back here, taking on Loy Norris.
Yeah, I think it'll be a very competitive ball game. Cardinals are going to, again, as we talked about a little earlier, going to see a real athletic team. Not near as talented, but they will be very athletic. And hopefully the Cardinals, if they continue to play hard, and as Coach Kelly mentioned, we might get the chance to see Luke Stempien maybe get a few minutes in to get him ready for the districts the following week. So that definitely would be a plus for the Cardinals.
It's just going to be a JV and varsity doubleheader as the freshman boys basketball teams will be well into the Alkaline Exchange Club tournament next week at Legg Middle School. Al Rackesy will join me, Mike Side, from back here at the Coldwater High School gym next Tuesday beginning at 7 o'clock. You'll be with me at Sturgis High School on Wednesday as March Magic begins for the Coldwater Cardinal girls. They drew a first-round bye, so the entire team's going to go out to Sturgis to watch the Three Rivers Edwardsburg game, knowing that the Lady Cards will take on either the Wildcats or the Eddies in the district semifinal out at Sturgis. It's a 5:30 tip coming up on Wednesday night, so we will hit the air at about 5:20 following a shortened evening journal on Wednesday for March Magic for the girls as that kicks off.
Sounds good, and looking forward to getting the district tournaments underway.
That's a story from here at Coldwater High School on senior night for Quinn Berry, my broadcast partner tonight, and for Sean Delaney, our producer and engineer back at the WTVB studios. Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Cardinals. Once again, a split of the two games tonight. The Coldwater Cardinal girls beat Battle Creek Central 66-59. The Bearcat boys beat Coldwater 62-34. Until next Tuesday and next Wednesday. Good night, everyone.
Oh, no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh, yeah. You may have missed the Mech, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 of the nation's top manufacturers.
10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up
to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, U.S. 12 east of I-69, exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
Meet our Consumers family, members who love Consumers for a lot of reasons.
Consumers has been solid, consistent, warm, friendly, and very professional.
Honest and trustworthy.
Consumers is amazing. Personable, reliable, efficient.
Consumers is the best place ever.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
It's a simple question.
You know a good place to eat?
And it has a simple answer. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. Actually, it's more than just a good place to eat. Sure, they offer choice Black Angus, seafood, and daily dinner specials, but they also have great drink specials, and they have 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Plus, you can enjoy live entertainment every Thursday night at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 and US 12.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Culey's Jewelry, Donay's On-Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meijer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Root Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The Voice
voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.